This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent, match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's time for the opening drive.
Yeah, back out here at Halas Hall. Of course, it's a Monday night football game, Bears at the Vikings. So everything pushed back a day out here today. Today was a walkthrough practice. So some of the notes I'm going to give you right here are just estimations. Specifically, the injury report, the following players out injured: Ryan Bates, Josh Blackwell, Jervon Dexter Sr., Roschon Johnson, and DeAndre Swift. Again, all of those are estimations. Elijah Hicks, limited, and Travis Homer, the running back who had the head injury last week, was a full participant in practice, so good for him. Other than that, Dan, it's just the vibe right now, to me, is it's all about still how are you, even though it sucks having to ask it every day, but we have to, how are you handling this? They're in the midst of a 7-game losing streak. How do you categorize the rest of the season, which there's no straight answer to? It's complicated in the NFL when you're essentially out of it, just about mathematically eliminated from it. We know they're eliminated, and just dealing with that as a team and dealing with us, quite frankly, Dan.
Yeah, I mean, it's just a day-to-day existence that you have to navigate through. I know I was clear on Sunday of saying that, there was a real anger and agitation in the Ford Field locker room on Thanksgiving night. And then by the time we got to the end of 38-13 in Santa Clara, California, it felt like that locker room was spent and that they were just totally emotionally fatigued. I think what you're getting this week is players sort of acknowledging that and trying, each one of them in their own unique way, trying to find a way through that, understanding that there are four more games left. Three of them are division games, and that you need to try to summon up whatever mental toughness you have left to try to get this losing streak to end. And so we heard from some more players today, included the quarterback, included their Pro Bowl cornerback, those are the latest, episodes into what people are saying as they try to deal with the 7-game losing streak.
Yeah, and it should not surprise you or any of our listeners that Jalen Johnson was very exact and very succinct and very ready to answer those questions of, does it matter anymore? Take a listen to Jalen Johnson essentially saying, hey, season ain't over.
when you get to the point like this where where there's like quote unquote nothing left to play for, especially playoff wise, is it tough at that point to still be all in all the time?
No, it's not hard at all. I mean, when you step between those lines, you're trying to whip the man in front of you. So I mean, that's still what the game is about. It's simplify, playoff hopes and all that, but you still play for your name. Your resume is still out there. So I mean, you can tank all you want, and that film is going to be out there forever. So I mean, I know when I step out there, there's always something to prove, regardless of circumstances.
Yeah, I mean, no surprise hearing that answer from Jalen Johnson. We've learned how competitive he is. And, you know, while we're at it, and of course it came up during the conversation, the Bears were beaten pretty badly by Jordan Addison. And then, of course, it doesn't fall all on Jalen Johnson by any means because he was on Justin Jefferson. But Jordan Addison did have 8 catches for 162 yards and a TD. And Justin Jefferson will have to be dealt with once again. So Jalen's got all sorts of reasons to be motivated still for this week, if nothing else.
Yeah, Grody, there's a lot that goes into this. You know, you've got an otherworldly receiver that is part of a football team that's playing really well with a quarterback that's playing really well in Minnesota. And so those guys are going to be at their sharpest on Monday night, and you've got to match that. And I think Jalen really has, you know, as we talked about 3 weeks ago when they were preparing to face the Vikings for the first time, he's relished the opportunity to compete with Justin Jefferson. It hasn't happened often, as both of them have had reasons to miss games over the years, but like, that's the type of guy that can find one reason to get up on Monday and go give it his all, you know. And so every single guy in that locker room has to find ways to stay sharp in the preparation throughout the week, and then obviously when you get to game day, of making it translate onto the football field. Because if you don't, you've got 4 more of what happened Sunday in Santa Clara waiting for you. You're going to get blown out, and you're going to get blown out, and you're going to get blown out, and you're going to get blown out. And so the chore of mustering that motivation is really, really essential this week.
Yeah. I mean, there is meaning to these games, and blowouts, like if the blowouts continue, that could mean, you know, more change beyond than the change that has already occurred. We talked about how that would look on Ryan Poles' record. And we started to talk about this when you were having your procedure. Studs and I started to talk about, you know, the players and what the core of this team is, that even if you do think they're talented and they just got off to on the wrong track with the wrong coaches and all of that, and it's not on the players. Well, you got these 4 games to go, and if it continues to go in the direction that it did in the last game, then it feels like every change is on the table in every regard.
No doubt, right? Like, and so that's part of the equation here where, again, it's been an emphasis of mine, you know, even going back to the day after the Detroit game, that it's just a long way from the finish line. And so just understand that you need to continue running. You need to continue sprinting. You need to get through that finish line before you sort of slow to a jog and get into a walk. Because if you don't, you know, there's a bus coming to take you out, right? You know what I mean? Like,
probably a really nice bus, though, you know?
But like, yeah, I mean, you felt it today, right? Like, you saw the quarterback dealing with this for the first time. Like, for Jalen Johnson, this is year 5 of this, right? Like, they lost 6 games his rookie year. They lost 5 his second year. They lost 10 his third year. They lost 4 last year. They lost 7 this year. So this is old hat for Jalen Johnson. He's got wisdom and guidance he can relay. Caleb Williams looked like a young dude who was like, man, what is this? You know,
and yeah,
like,
Jalen and Matt have dealt with all those losing streaks every single year of their careers. Yeah, every single one.
And you know who else has dealt with those losing streaks? You and I. And so we're very familiar with the exhaustion and the fatigue that comes with them. And so I mean, it was interesting to hear Caleb use the word interesting today, and to hear him kind of like talk about trying to figure out his own way through this for the first time in his NFL career.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Hey, y'all, it's Chip Patterson from the Cover 3 Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. College football is about to enter its first ever 12-team playoff era, so join me, along with Tom Fornelli, Danny Cannell, and Bud Elliott, as we drop new episodes 5 times a week to close out the year. We've got reactions, bracket breakdowns, and best bets for these matchups with championship stakes. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You want to hear that? Actually, I think I have that.
Oh, God.
Yes, this is Caleb Williams. See, Dan and I are talking to each other for the first time today. Like I said, we got stuff. We're busy. We find a place. We broadcast, and here we are. So the magic just happens in real time. But here's Caleb Williams on how he's dealing with it.
Yeah, it's tough. It's interesting, is the way I put it. I've never had a streak like this of losing in my playing. So I ask questions. I do understand that this is my first time kind of being a part of something like this of losing and this streak going. So I ask questions to the guys that may have lost a bunch of games or in a row like this, or had losing seasons, and I asked some questions because the more knowledge that I have prepares me for the future. If this ever comes close to something like this again, and I'm going to work hard and make sure it doesn't. But if it ever happens again, figuring out ways to keep going, keep pushing, because it's part of it. Seasons like this happen every once in a while, and being able to learn from it, being able to address it, like you spoke about with TB, he's addressing it, and being able to respond is the most important thing.
Dan, what did you think about what Caleb just said there?
Look, like it marries up with who we've gotten to know Caleb as. And this is a kid who's introspective and very tapped into what's happening, and understands kind of navigating emotions as part of the role as the starting quarterback. And so I think you felt there almost in real time a 23-year-old rookie trying to find his way through this.
Yeah, no, I agree. And I was thinking the same thing, because I'm all like, when we bring up these – when we ask hard questions or controversial topics, I'm always curious as to what his boiling point is, or if he has one, to where he won't, there'll be, he'll become flappable or emotional. And I can't read it yet. I can't read. I don't know. He seems like he's happy here. He doesn't seem like, he's very good at conceding things that he doesn't know to others. You mentioned, talking to other players about losing streaks. He mentioned, and we'll get into the Ryan Poles stuff about how, hey man, I don't get into personnel matters and things like that, that he sort of has that respect. So that says to me that he's happy, or that he's just a rookie and we ain't seen nothing yet coming from Caleb Williams.
I also think he's very smooth when it comes to meeting with us. And I actually wrote in my notebook here when we were going through the press conference with Caleb that he's very disarming, almost in a hypnotic way, right? Mm-hmm. Like where you're just kind of like, man, like you don't feel the edge that he's probably feeling inside. You know what I mean? And yeah. He has a nice way of describing that without making it feel like he's overwhelmed. But you could feel in some of the answers and the words that he used that look like this is a challenge for me.
Yeah.
You know, and then he says when he smiles and says it's interesting, you know,
yes.
It's like, you know, he's probably got six other yeah. words that he would like to choose, but he lands on interesting and you go, okay, yeah, it is interesting. And then you go along for the ride with him. I'm hopeful. For the Bears' sake, for Caleb's sake, that they find a productive path down these last 4 weeks, because I remember having this conversation with Mark Sanchez at the end of the 2017 season when that team was clearly on the same path. You know, John Fox was on the way out the door. The rookie quarterback at the time, Mitch Trubisky, had a lot left to play for. And there's a lot of meaningful development that can happen over these last four games. Keep in mind, he's going through the division a second time. This is an opportunity now to build that library with opponents you're going to see twice a year for your entire time in the division. You have the opportunity to prepare to play an opponent that you've already prepared and played against before. There's a lot of learning experience and growth that can come out of these 4 weeks. And so I'm very hopeful that they resist the temptation to just go, oh, well, season's lost. You know, it is what it is. And you squeeze every last drop of growth out of what remains, I guess, in the last 25 days here.